This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Result.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Yes, right, the real side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There are so many things that you can do up there on the website. And give me your email address. I want your email address. I'm not asking you for it. I want it. And if you give it to me, then what I can do, I send you an email every week. Yes, I know. It's terrible, huh? Once a week, I'll send you an email, and it tells you what we got going on, who's going to be on the show, that kind of stuff. And I know, that's so terrible, right? And if you want to unsubscribe, just unsubscribe. It's really that simple. Now, I was going to talk about the black pastors and a few others that are up in arms over Obama's comment that, you know, the transgender plight is no different, no different than the civil rights of the blacks. And they are not happy. The funny thing about this, you have a black president and a black AG who don't even know this. Apparently, they're clueless when it comes to this stuff as well. The, oh, no, this one's a good one. So, you know, Clarence Thomas, right? The guy that they all love to hate. I mean, I love it because it's so blatant, but you guys on the left don't see it. You just don't see it. You got to help the blacks. You got to help the blacks. You got to help the African Americans. You help the blacks. The blacks need help. Right? Any black that's a conservative, though, you can't stand. You have absolutely nothing nice to say about them. Right, and again, it goes to show you that you're more ideological than you are being honest and upright. So Clarence Thomas comes out and says, "Hey, don't hide your faith." In a world that has seemed to have gone mad with political correctness, don't ever hide or darken your faith. Come on, let that. Oh, they'll hate him even more on this one. So Clarence Thomas addressed a connection between liberty and personal responsibility in a powerful commencement address the other day, lamenting that what he called a bygone era of the hallmark of my youth. He said, "I admit being unapologetically Catholic and unapologetically patriotic and unapologetically a constitutionalist." The Supreme Court justice told the Hillsdale College graduates, "Do not hide your faith and your beliefs under a bushel basket, especially in a world that seems to have gotten mad with political correctness," using his upbringing on a farm as a frame of reference. Now, see, we have to help black people because they can't make it on their own. Don't you know that? Here's a black man who's a Supreme Court justice. Let that sink in. We have a black man as the president of these United States. We have a black man, a black woman, who's the Attorney General of these United States? Yeah, we're really a prejudiced, racist nation, aren't we? The man started on a farm, grew up on a farm. He's a Supreme Court justice. There could be no freedom without each of us discharging our responsibilities. That was first and foremost in his mind. In the context, in that context, he said, when we heard the words duty, honor, country, no more needed to be said. He said, but that's yesterday's news. He said, today we rarely hear our personal responsibilities and discussions of broad notions such as freedom or liberty. I'm going to post this up on the website. You got to hear his full speech. No, seriously. You know, you take time to watch videos. You take time to watch these hokey shows. Right, take a few minutes to listen to a man that's going to remind you what it's like, going to push you, poke you, prod you, and remind you what it's like to be a patriot, to be an American. And I agree with him. You know, you Christians who are so afraid to speak your faith, to live your faith, because you were pushing it on somebody else. Well, look what they're doing to you now. Seriously, look what they're doing to you now. And you know what's really funny is in that other article I wrote, this one woman there just hates me. Just hates me. And she writes about what a mean, cold Christian I am. But she doesn't give scriptural examples. She's another one of those. This is why I'm very careful when somebody says they're a Christian. She's another one of those that can't tell you anything that's in the Bible. Can't quote you any scripture. Can't, nothing. She can do absolutely nothing for you. From a biblical standpoint. But she knows she's right. Why? It's that left thinking. Because I believe it. Because I think it to be true. It has to be right. Even if it goes against the Bible, because that was written by a whole bunch of old white guys sitting around a campfire one day and wrote it all down. Right? So, yeah, Clarence Thomas, hero type. This man has put up with a lot. I know, some of you are going to bring up his affair, his alleged affair, whatever. I don't care. That is yesterday's news. People make all kinds of mistakes in their youth. And I think he wasn't he acquitted of it? Or was it found out that it really wasn't quite true, right? Always a pleasure having you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back with Corey Duncan right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
So long sometimes, but I like the music so much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, head up on the website. You can also join the live chat room where I can prove that there are smarter people than I in the chat room because they're in the chat room and I'm working the microphone. So, you know, that should tell you right there. Anyhow, as I do every week, and I very much enjoy his time with me, my mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins me to talk about the happenings there in Baltimore, because everything is going so well there, right, Corey?
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to come on. Well, first and liberal.
thanks for taking your time with me. And, you know, we haven't talked since last week, and the president, El Dictator Grande, went and, you know, he put out an edict that all public schools now have to accept whatever a transgender child tells them and use the bathroom that they identify with. But one of the things that came down the pike during all of this, and you know, I haven't heard him say anything about it, but Attorney General Loretta Lynch, she came out and said that she compared the trans bathroom issue with the Jim Crow laws. And what I said, I got a couple of nasty emails. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, right? We're buds. You can tell me if I'm wrong. I said, you know, my God, they are so right because I see so many transgenders hanging from trees all up and down the street. I see them being dragged by cars, you know, dragged through the streets. I've seen them quartered with horses. Yeah, you're not kidding. That transgender struggle is exactly like the Jim Crow laws. Is she the black lady? Is she brain dead or what?
No, actually, what the issue is that Loretta Lynch has to please her boss. See, we all know Obama's a narcissist, and if you don't go along with what he says or push his agenda, then you have to go, or they wind up resigning. And there's no way that Loretta Lynch, and I'm pretty sure she's a very, very intelligent lady, and she understands that she has to go along with it. But she can't tell me, intelligent attorney like herself doesn't realize the difference between this and the Jim Crow law. Are you serious?
Oh, there's no way. I believe she knows exactly what she's doing, and. How does your black community even know this is going on? I'm going to put it that way.
Let me say this. They don't realize because they have no idea what Jim Crow is. They have no idea what any of it is. So what they do is they hear half of the story. I appeared on another show this week, and we had the same argument. I had the same argument with this young man, Terrell. And he said to me, you know, it's like, you know, it's the typical black liberal. You ask them a question, they don't answer your question.
No.
But they want you to answer theirs, and then when you answer their question, and it's not to their liking, they want to start name calling. And that's how you know when they don't have their facts and figures. Now, a person that's trying to get a point over doesn't have to do any yelling and screaming. They present what they present the facts, and, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, the typical liberal doesn't let, you know, they don't let you, I mean, they ask you a question, but then they can't answer because I'm not going to say stupid or dumb, but they're just ignorant to the fact.
Well, you know, here's the thing. These a very large group of black pastors actually get up and declared the Obama administration's equaling transgenders to the black struggles is a gross insult to the black community. And the group is calling on all black Americans to stand up and fight for the sanctity of Martin Luther King's accomplishments. And here's the thing. Now, are these guys all going to be, I'd love to see this happen, are these guys all going to be tagged as racist, as transphobic? I mean, what's going to happen to them?
Well, one thing you have to understand about all of this is Barack doesn't care about, he doesn't care about the people that put him in office now. He's at the point now where he's just going to do what he wants to do. He knows his time is running out.
Right.
So what he's going to do is he's going to just do what he wants to do. He doesn't care about the black pastors. He doesn't care about all of these idiots that voted for him. He could care less now because he's going to do what he wants to do now. He don't care. He doesn't care about Congress. He doesn't care about anybody saying anything about. And now his true colors is coming out. And I still say today, and I hate to trash the presidency of any president, but I swear I think. I mean, from what it looks like, from my perspective and a lot of people's perspective, he looks like he's bisexual or homosexual.
Now, that comes from...
I mean, because if you have a son or a daughter and he's pushing this agenda with this, how long will it be before one of them attacks or... I mean, it's already happened. It happened the other day. A guy choked out an 8-year-old female. And, you know, in the restroom, and it's like the Department of Justice has nothing to say about it. Are you serious? If someone was to do that to my daughter or son, they'd all pass off. The next time you talk to me, I'll be going to the electric chair. I'm sorry.
Well, I've always said that. You know, when it comes to my kids, my girls, what have you, you know, if you ever did something to one of them, okay?
Exactly.
I think I would lose my Christianity for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have to beg God for forgiveness when I was done. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Because, it's just so bad. It's just so wrong the way they do this. So
I'm sorry to call the president of the United States a homosexual or bisexual, but think about some of the things he's pushed. Bill Clinton didn't push this. Bill Clinton was a whoremonger. Bush was a warmonger, and he didn't push it. You know, my thing of it is, why is this man pushing agenda like this? in his first term, we understand what he's doing. He's attacking the Constitution. In the second term, his true colors are coming out. And you're not going to tell me that a real man that's a man, come out and will get behind things like this. That's crazy. They only make up 20%. They only make up 20% of the United States. That, you know, it might, and 20% is my record tickets, right? That's way under 100 people. And, I mean, it's not that many, not unless it causes one. And my thing with it, but the thing with this, how long will it be before stuff will be happening with people throwing people off of buildings or you finding them dead or something? I mean, you're pushing an agenda where you got, I mean, you're telling, okay, it would be okay if they say for an adult, but leave the kids alone. Leave the kids alone. You're pushing an agenda on kids. Are you serious?
You know, I'm listening to you and thinking, and I said something to somebody earlier today who didn't agree with me. I said, listen, even the Democrats that lean left, they lean so far left they're ready to fall over. When they heard what happened Thursday night, they were making calls to conservatives like myself on Friday going, really? Seriously? How did this happen? How do we fix this? This isn't right. And you go, wait a minute. You voted them in. Don't call me
right
now that I'm yelling fire, fire, fire. You're sitting there telling me to mind my own business. And now the fire's next to your seat, and you're going, oh, my God, how do I get out of here?
Well, hold on
to that thought, because I believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Corey Duncan joins me, and it's always lively. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring it right back again. Corey Duncan joins me today. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. And, Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate our time together.
Always a pleasure to come on.
Now, maybe I'm having a senior moment, but I want to hit Baltimore for a minute because I'm – all these stories that I'm watching come by here, and you know, with all the justice that seems to be taking place there, and you know, we had the riots because people were so upset that justice wasn't gonna happen, and now we see that now we're getting the policemen in the courts. What's the problem though? People still seem to be upset. Why is that?
I have no idea. And you know, that the upset level is not as much as it was because all of the race baiters are not in town, and they're not here. The Black Lives Matter, you know. So really, it's been very subdued. But you know, my thing of it is, like I explained, and like I said on your show a couple months ago, that they don't have a case. They're just going to reach and try to see, you know, or more or less try to throw the sink and see who they can hit in the dark with it. And that's pretty much what it is. I mean, you gave the family their money. You don't even really hear them saying anything about it no more. So you know what that was about. That was just about the cast. They didn't really care about Freddie Gray like that. But my favorite is just the fact that, you know, now this is basically, this whole trial was just a political stand. That's all it was.
Yeah, and now they tried to get one cop to testify against another. I mean, does that strike you the level of IQ that those people have or what?
No, the thing of it is what they're trying to do is they're trying to, like I said before, they're just trying to throw and see what they can get because they don't really have a case. My thing of it is, if they had a witness that said that you saw this or this or that, come on. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. If there was a case, they would have presented them and did this and did that instead of trying to turn police officers against each other. And my thing is, and then they really need, no side wants the real story to come out. The real story is that Freddie Gray was basically a double agent for both sides. He was a cocaine dealer, and he was a snitch for the police department. So my thing is, neither side really wants that to come out. And that's why they keep trying to steal the documents, because they already knew the state's attorney's office already know what's going on. So, you know, pretty much it's a political ploy to try to get some votes to say, you know, in the black community. That's about it. You don't even hear Marilyn Mosby say anything about it. But I'm dying to hear what she has to say about about the latest shocking thing that came out today, where they try to get the, you know, the officers say, basically he never put his hands on them and never did anything. So, you know, I want to understand why this judge has not acquitted this officer today.
When these guys all get in the court and six of them say nobody touched them, they're screwed. Right. They're screwed, right? There's no case anymore. Now, they'll probably go get that $6 million back, right?
No, I doubt it. I doubt it. That's probably been spent up on, a Cadillac? Or, you know, I wasn't going to.
Hey, I didn't say it. That's all I care about. No, seriously. I mean again, giving the money to that family before there was any kind of trial really showed you where they were coming from and who they were favoring.
Exactly. And that's why I say, how can you give a family something? And really, the Florida estimates, that's a total crock, because they only allowed $150,000 for wrongful death. So you got $6 million out of the deal. So, you know, that $6 million, you know, it's funny. It's very interesting how you can't even find Marlon Mosby now. Nobody wants to say anything because they realize, like I said in the beginning, a long time ago when this first started, they don't have a case. It's not like somebody was standing on the side. They saw this. They saw that. They know what happened in the van. The guy that was in the van, they can't even put him on the stand because he had told like three or four different stories. So his credibility.
Oh,
is
I know. I know. That, I think that's hilarious. What was the other one they were saying that the seatbelt thing that they were talking about that, you know, was policy. What was that? That was fairly new. That was only a couple of weeks old. So there, right. You know, everybody was trying to get used to it and that kind of stuff. So it wasn't like they didn't do it on purpose. And,
right.
You know, and they try to play that game. Well, you know, you had the seatbelt for who? Yes. And you had been properly taught. Yes, we had. And it was a normal thing to do. Yeah. Yeah. For the last 2 weeks. You know,
right.
So
they know that. They know that. That's the game that's a political, that's a Baltimore City politics game that they like to play. And you know, my thing is, at the end of the day, you know, wasted all these taxpayers' money. You know, wasted their money on a trial that you couldn't win from the get-go.
Oh, I agree with you. But see, I don't live there, and I figure, not to be mean, maybe just to be mean. They vote for them. They must want them, right?
Right.
Seriously. You talk to them all the time, and they say they're fine with their government, right?
Right. Right. They're fine with the government because, you know, everybody's just going along to get along. And then you have the ostrich people that stick their head in the ground. And, you know, okay, well, I'm going to look the other way. And you know what I always hear? A Baltimore City resident say, well, if it's not in my house, I'm not going to worry about it. I said, well, guess what? When it can't come knock on your door. It can knock on your door at any time, you know?
Yeah, look, I look at this. people are sending me stuff during the show. And I told you during the break, I said, there's stuff here. I'm just not going to, there's no way, you know, that I'm going to. Well, look, some of them are old. Some of them are like, you know, people are trying to pound something home. You know, you talk about this, a third party, you know, candidate. It's like, guys, don't send them to me. I'm not for a third party candidate. I may not like the choice we have or the choices we have, but they are the choices we have. And all the third-party candidate will do, mark my words, today on the show, all a third-party candidate will do will assure a victory for Hillary Clinton. Right?
Exactly. Well, that's if she's not in jail. So.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
That's only if she's not in jail. But see, my whole thing with this was that, is that who's the third-party person? I mean, really?
I mean, yeah, it's Mitt Romney, right? It'll be Mitt Romney, won't it?
That's the last person we need. I'll tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. Let's just all, as I said the other week, and I wrote on his page, Donald Trump, on his Facebook page, don't say anything stupid. Don't get caught in it. Deal with the issues. Deal with the issues. Deal with your transition team or whatever. That's how you move forward. This name calling, Hillary wants name calling so she can play the female card. So we don't need to do that. You're hands down, we're not worried about any third party or whatever. That's just That's liberal scuttlebutt that he wanted to keep going on. That's his move forward. Barack Obama is going to try to destroy as much as he can because he knows full well that Donald Trump is going to win. That's how I know, hands down, Donald Trump is going to get this because Barack Obama already doesn't like Clinton, so he's not going to campaign for him. And second of all, he's already trying to screw everything up economy-wise and anything else he can lay his dirty hands on.
Yeah. So you believe he's gonna set it on fire on his way out, right?
Oh yeah. Because I heard someone say this that he didn't get a fair chance to do anything because of this or that. I said he had 8 years. You cannot blame nothing on George Bush anymore. This man, whatever it is, he is here because of him. And when somebody does something to somebody's child in the bathroom or rapes a woman, this is what you do. You call the White House and talk to Barack because he is the one that pushed this agenda point blank. And you got a lot of parents like myself and you that we ain't trying to hear that because guess what? If you go in there and you tamper with my child, I'm going to tell you now, you might as well just go ahead and get and take me to the electric chair now because I'm not going to say you're high for the police. Oh, no. And that's what we need to go back to. Call it bonfire, call it unconstitutional, because that will stop a lot of this stuff that's going on. And this man is the one that pushed the agenda. Because if somewhere along the line, for a man to do this and a real man to do this and go along with it, it ain't political, it's something personal.
Well, it seems to me like I wrote in my piece, you know, we've got veterans dropping dead all over the place. We've got veterans that need help. We've got all kinds of issues out there. The transgender bathroom issue was not number one on people's list. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You're listening on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, next hour, any topic, open mic, I'll take whatever you throw at me. How's that? If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or you can call 855-732-5563 or 855-REAL-JOE, or if you head up on the website, therealside.com, you just hop in the chat room. The smarter people than I in the chat room. You can talk to them about the issues. And ignore me. No, not really, but you could try. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. He's an all-around good guy. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening there. Again, Corey, thanks for joining me today.
Always a pleasure, and thank you for saying those nice things about me to be extra $20 in your paycheck this week.
20? All right. You gotta do better than that, bro. Let me tell you what, all right?
I'm a cheap date.
Oh, well, yeah, mine would say the same thing. I'm having one of those moments. I'm off the screen. I was writing a note to somebody who responded to me in an email, and I just went right out of my head. Anyhow, isn't that exciting? Okay, let me get you wound up with this one, because I know you're a vet, and I know you've served the country. And this Navy vet has been found guilty in a fight over his neighbor's American flag. Now, a judge Monday found a retired Navy veteran guilty of charges including international damage to a monument after he admitted he stole a neighbor's flag because he was upset with its appearance at night. Okay? See, apparently, I don't know all the rules, but apparently you can display the flag at night, but you have to have a light on it, right? And
correct.
So he was upset because he tried to talk to the guy a couple times, really nice, really whatever, and the guy just refused to do it, basically told him not so much nice things to go do to himself and left it up there. There was a fine to the vet and what have you. You know what? I get it. You guys fought for a freedom to be stupid, for our freedom, period. But, this is pretty emotional for some of you guys, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is quite emotional for me. I was telling my youngest son, I was when I was back home in Texas. Matter of fact, I have Old Glory in front of my house, and my whole thing of it is a lot of people in Texas, we take pride in it or whatever because we truly understand or you know what it is about the flag, and it, you know it's representation of the country. But the thing of it is. That it was showing him how to fold it, not let it drop on the ground or whatever like that, because I want him to understand what Dad fought for along with other dads.
Right. And people get confused. It's not the flag. It's what the flag represents. It has nothing to do with the flag. And people keep forgetting that. It's really amazing. When you see these quote-unquote protesters, especially lately, the BLM protesters who find America oppressive towards blacks, you know, and they're dancing all over the flag. I'm going, my God, you just don't even know how stupid you look or are at this point in time, right?
Exactly. That's the same thing I would say.
Yeah. They. It just makes me nuts that they don't really have a respect for what you guys fought for. And it's the same thing going on. I don't know if you know about this, but in California, on Cinco de Mayo. They can fly the Mexican flag on school grounds, but they can't fly the American flag because it might cause, guess what? It might cause a fight because the Mexicans are celebrating their independence. What other country's independence do we celebrate in such a fashion in this country?
Exactly. I had no idea why is it that you can fly the American flag, the El Salvadoran flag, but you can't fly the United States flag.
I don't know of any. My buddy sent me a bunch of pictures from where I grew up in the north end of Boston. And he asked me if I noticed anything. And I was looking at it. And I'm like, okay, I'm brain dead. I don't notice anything here that's out of whack. And he said, this is before our time, and they're all holding American flags. There's not an Italian flag in the group. These were Italian immigrants that came to this country for a better life, and they're having celebrations, and the flag that they're holding is the American flag.
Right.
A whole different mindset of the immigrants that were coming here in the 60s and 70s, 50s, 60s and 70s, than there are today.
That's because they had morals. They had a moral, and they understood what it was all about to begin with anyway. Instead of dealing with a bunch of yahoos, they don't know anything about serving the country. They don't even know about serving what the agenda that they're trying to push. They don't even understand that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. It's so frustrating. Like I say, during the show, I'll get a bazillion stories like I am now coming across my screen. And I look at them and I go, my God, this stuff is really happening, right? This is like right now, Obama's threatening to veto the spending bill, right? And he's going to veto it over Gitmo, okay? He's going to veto it over the fact that they won't allow him to close down Gitmo. But what that does, see, if it was the other way around, they'd be screaming at us because we won't give up on one issue, we won't compromise. Well, he won't compromise on any of this stuff, and it's all about he's gonna stop raises for military men. He's gonna stop money to the vets, stop money to our military men that are active right now because they won't allow him to close down Gitmo, and it'll be all our fault, right?
Well, see, that's the thing he told about the school system. He said that they didn't go along with, like, down in North Carolina. He said if they didn't go along with it, he was going to cut federal funding. So basically what you're doing is you're strong-arming. You know, one thing I like about Trump, that he said that he's going to turn over a lot of things that that the federal government is taking care of and leave it to the states. And that's what they need to do. They need to leave it to the states and take the federal government out of it, because then when you get narcissists and dictators like this in the White House, that's when, you know. So my thing is, that's why I say this man, it's time for someone to get in there that's not some kind of dictator or whatever like this. But that's crazy, though. I mean, it's not even crazy. It's sick.
Oh, I agree with you. I'm on your side on this one. You know, and people, you're a funny man. People don't get it. They really just don't understand the bigger reach, the bigger problems that these things, that these kind of things bring about. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it breaks the infrastructure, and that's what's wrong now in this country. We need to put the family, we need to get back to that again, and we need to put God back in the schools. That's exactly what we
did. No. You can't. You got to bring God back to the schools, you religious freaktoid, you. Why would you want to do that? That's bad.
This is my thing is, if it's so bad, but then we need to take all religion out of it. We need to take, you know, the Muslims pray six times a day, and a lot of them that I'm co-workers with, I won't say. But there are a lot of them, you know, they pray six times a day, and they make homosexual comments, and they, you know, it's just crazy.
They make homosexual comments in the workplace?
Comments in the workplace. And my thing with this, a lot of these guys, I'm like, wow, you pray to Allah six times a day, and yet I'm not understanding this, but yet you say the Muslim faith is moral and stuff like this, and I'm like, you know, it has a lot of, I don't want to get into it. I try to stay away from religion, because my thing with it is, if you're going to push your agenda, make sure that the agenda that you're pushing, that you're following to the T. Because my thing with it is, if you're going to be a hypocrite about it, there's no sense in even doing anything about it. There's no sense in even speaking on it.
Yeah, I get on my own people for that. I get on Christians for that all the time. You guys, you're out there, you're screaming about your belief system and what you believe and what's right in God's eyes, and then you're out there screwing people. You can't do that, not the way you do it. I mean, look, we all make mistakes. We all have our moments. I get all that. So you know, when you're up in somebody's face, don't make it sound like they're the only one doing it. You know what I mean?
Well, I see the thing with this is that a religion, that you don't push the religion on a person. You let the person come to the religion, because they have to want that, to understand why are you trying to do this for your next life, for your internal or eternal life, and not just believe that, you know, you're going to be around for 100 years or whatever like that. But you have to, you know, a lot of people follow a lot of things, but they need to do the research on it and find out whether it's right for you and whether it's the right time for you. Because I know that's how it was for me, no offense intended, coming to Christ.
For what? So many I never offend. If you're offended by the word Christ and you listen to this show, you're in the wrong place. You know what I'm saying?
No. The point I was trying to make is that, you know, you got to be ready for yourself to make that. But when you are, make sure that you doing it for all of the right reasons and the sacrifice. I always hear people say, well, I'm going to church to find a wife. No, you don't go to church to find a wife. You go to church for salvation or whatever. You don't go to church to find a wife.
Find a wife.
No.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's a perfect place to find a wife. Right. The church is the make-out place, right? I mean, that's where you go, and I don't know. Hey, we're up against it. You got to tell people where to find you. They're not going to hear anything.
Corey Perez Duncan on Facebook, Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Open mic next hour. Don't miss it. Come check it out. Got a lot happening. We'll be right back.